tèmi báwo ni o ṣe wa. Hey, ṣe wa. Hi guys, happy Thursday and welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Life and Relationship Paralysis Podcast with Onome. And the voice you're listening to, of course, is no other person but that of your one and only host, Onome Omachola. How are you guys doing today? How has been your week? I mean, I'm having one of the best weeks so far. And yeah, I was out yesterday to FUNAB to speak to some students about growth and, you know, how to purposefully and intentionally grow their relationships. And it was a mind-blowing session for me. It was an amazing session. So I'm still in that happy mood. I'm still in that fulfilled mood of, you know, I was able to do what I was called to do, and lives were indeed blessed by that ministration. I just want to gist you guys about that. So how are you guys doing? I hope your week has been fantastic as well. That is like my highlight of my week so far. And it's so good to be here. And this is another, of course, highlight of my week. You know, I love coming here every Thursday and I look forward to it so much. I hope you're fine. I hope you're doing fine. I hope your week has been awesome. I hope your week has been productive. And I hope you've been keeping your inner peace and your mental health stable, right? So today I want to talk about a profound topic that I see the need to talk about, right? And this topic is titled Embracing Your Journey. Embracing Your Journey, right? You know, Zig Ziglar said something. He says, success is not about the destination, it is about the journey. So you see, whatever it is we are going through is actually as important as where we are going to, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not about where you are going to, but it is about who you have become during the process of your journey. So your journey is actually very important, super important. And that is why when I'm privileged to meet people that are doing outstandingly, amazingly well, I just want to ask them what was their journey like. Because yes, we are so quick to look at the results that we actually do not really take our time to study their journey. If you can really study the journey of these guys and you can really try to know what their routine looks like, their lifestyle looks like, and you can try to emulate it, I can assure you that you are going to produce the same results that they produced, right? And that is what success is about. So I realized that, see, we all have a lot of things going on with us. We all want to get to our destination. We all have where we are going to. But you see, the journey is not easy. The journey is not easy. The journey is full of ups and downs. The journey is full with so much discouragement. The journey is filled with, you know, days that you are happy and days that you're sad. The journey is filled with, you know, a lot of doubts, a lot of fears, a lot of uncertainties, a lot of disbeliefs, right, about yourself. Sometimes you even doubt everything you've ever held on to. And then you start to think, is it even worth it at all? Am I sure that what I saw is actually what I saw? Like, am I even certain of where I'm going to? Because I don't even understand why I still have to be at this particular spot. I don't understand why I'm still here feeling stuck, as though, you know, life is just here to punish me. If for adventure you're feeling this way, you're not the only one. I can tell you, you know, we all feel that way. We still do feel that way. Even the people you look up to that you think they've arrived, if they want to share their story with you, they will tell you they still feel that way. Because the truth is that I don't believe there's never a time you feel like you've arrived at your destination. There is never a time. The more you become, the more you want to become. And so it is important for you to embrace your journey, because your journey is not the same as that of your twin brother or twin sister. And I mean, that is if you have a twin brother or twin sister. So imagine if your journey isn't the same with your twin brother or twin sister, how do you then expect your journey to be the same with that of your friend, your neighbor, you know, probably your close neighbor, distant neighbor, your cousin, your nephew, your coursemates, your classmates, you know, or people, your childhood friends? Your journey can't be the same. We all have different journey. But you know what makes life beautiful? What makes life amazing is you embracing your journey. I was just thinking about it a few days ago, like, okay, Onome, you're not getting older, right? And I was lost in the thought of me trying to look at people that are maybe just a year older than me, that, you know, probably they are married with 2 kids, 3 kids. And immediately I just swept out of that mode, of that thought. Like, I can't be thinking like this, because that is what leads to depression. You see people abhorring thoughts like that. You see people, you know, caressing thoughts like that. And before you know it, they are lost in thoughts. They are depressed. You know, before they know, you know it, they are having suicidal thoughts. But I'm here to tell you today that you're not alone, and your journey is unique as you are. So you must learn to embrace your journey. So with me today, I have 8 points. You know how much I love putting my discussion in points so that I can better drive them home. So I have 8 points here that I'll be discussing with you on how to embrace your journey. Are you guys ready? Like, if you are ready, let me know. I know I can't see you, but you know, I just feel like whenever I say that, there is a way you guys are telling me, Onome, we are ready. Can you bring this on already? Believe me, I'm here for you. Like, I am here for you. I'm going nowhere. Okay, guys, so the first one I have here is for you to know your season. This is important. See, I am so big on season, knowing my season, because yes, we all have season. I mean, in life, there are times and there are seasons. See, season that you are, we actually determine the requirements, we actually determine what you're feeling within you. You know, so for me personally, when I want to transition from a season to another, there's always more demands of responsibility. Sometimes I have this discontentment within me. Things that normally I would feel contented about, then I no longer feel contented about them. I feel like there is more, right? Because there are higher responsibilities that comes, you know, per season, and each season differs. So your season will determine how you feel, why you feel the way you feel, the responsibilities, the the demands, in fact, the thoughts sometimes that run through your mind, and then your expectations, what you want out of life, you know, the results you want to produce. Everything is actually all locked up in your season. So it is important you know your season. For some people, they're in their hiding season. You know, they are learning a lot, they are learning so much, but God is telling them that, you know, you're learning, but it's not your time for you to go out there and show the world what you're learning. So just keep learning. So they are learning and hiding. It does not correlate, right? As you're learning, you want to go out there and just share so that people can know that you've arrived, but God is telling you that calm down, chill, it's not your time. Right? You see, and some people, they've learned a lot, they've been in their waiting period for like years. People were not noticing them. People were not seeing them. And then, but God is telling them that, see, it's now your season for manifestation. It's your season to do, right? Everything you've ever learned, it's time for you to now start to practice them. Do you see, right? Why some people, they are in the season whereby they are unlearning, they are relearning. God is practically tearing down the mindset they have so that it can now start to build, you know, the right mindset they must have to accommodate the kind of, you know, destination or the kind of vision that he you want to give to them, or that he has planned for them. Do you see? So we all have different season. Whatever season you are is actually going to determine your requirements. In fact, right, I was telling one of my babies yesterday that presently I just feel like this season that I am is a season of doing for me, but then it's also a season for me to pay attention to all the seemingly little instructions that before I would rather not pay attention to. Like, God literally had to tell me, let me know that, see, if you don't obey this instruction, it's like almost immediately I do see the repercussion of me not obeying the tiniest instruction that comes to my heart. Like, you know, there are some things that just pops up in your spirit or within you that you feel like, it's no big deal. And then you just wave them off and nothing will happen. But you see, this season that I am right now, if any thought comes to my mind and I didn't act on it, or I was like, oh, that might be me talking to me, maybe it's not God communicating to me. You see, before I leave this scene, I see God, you know, proving to me instantly, letting me know that, you see, if you had done what I asked you to do, you would have, you know, saved yourself of this situation. So do you see that I was the one talking to you, and now it's time for you to start paying attention to the seemingly little things that you would have discarded on a normal day? Do you see? So that is season. You must know your season, because see, knowing your season will go a long way in you embracing your journey. It will actually stop you from comparing yourself with other people, because the person you're most likely comparing yourself with is not in the same season as you. You know, probably the season you are going through is a season that the person has been for like 4 years now, and then God is now telling the person to come out, come up. Either it's now time for you to manifest, and then you are comparing yourself with the person, and you're trying to feel low of yourself because of what the other person is doing. The point is, we all have to go through all these phases in life. So do not all in the name of wanting to be to make influence, wanting to be known. Don't because of that now take or don't because of that play low on your season. You need to embrace your season. You need to appreciate your season, and that is going to help you in embracing your journey. The second one I have is for you to build a strong, healthy self-identity. This is important. You see, a lot of people are actually lost in comparing themselves with other people because they do not have a strong self-identity of who they are. And trust me, your self-identity is actually a revelation of who you are in Christ. The more you know Christ, the more you know who you are. And that is the truth, sorry. The more you know Christ, the more you know who you are, because our identity is actually locked up in Him. Right, our identity is locked up in Him. So if you really want to know who you are, then you really want to know who Christ is, and you want to know who you are in Christ. Our identity is Christ, but our identity is first formed with us identifying with Christ. So identification comes before identity. When you identify yourself with Christ, right, that is the identification. When you identify yourself with Christ, then you can now, you know, build a self-identity of who you truly are. But if you do not identify yourself with Christ, then you can't build a self-identity, a strong or healthy self-identity of who you are. Because your identity is locked up in Christ. Do you see? So identity starts with identification. You must identify with everything that Christ has done for you. You must identify with the fact that, see, Christ is my savior, is my restorer, is the lifter up of my head, is my director, is the God of my journey, is the one leading me, right? He's the one, you know, he has spoken to me that is my son and my shield, my glory. Nothing good will be withheld from me. And he's the one that gives good and perfect gifts to those that diligently seek Him. Do you see? When you see all these things, you see, for my stripes He was healed, for my sake He became poor, so that I will through His poverty be rich. These are your realities. If you can identify yourself with all of these things that Christ has done for you, then it will be easy for you to actually be a healthy self-identity of who you are. And by that, you can embrace your journey. It is important. It is really, really important that you know who you are for you to be able to embrace your journey. A lot of people are comparing themselves with other people because they don't even know who they are. They have a low and unhealthy self-esteem of themselves. And that is why they see themselves, you know, comparing. They see themselves comparing themselves with other people. It doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Do you see? So the third point I have here is for you to live your authentic self. Live out your authentic self and be unapologetically you. You see, some people are practically studying other people. They study the way they talk, the way they walk, the way they reason, the way they go out. And then they want to furnish their life. They want to just orchestrate their life to be that person. You see, when people can sense that you are the fake version of an original person, they won't respect you for you. They won't even you will keep living under the shadow of that, you know, person that you're emulating. Of course, we have mentors, we have people we look up to, but not at the expense of living out our authentic self. Who you are is still who you are. You are only the original version of yourself. Every other person is taken. Do you get? Every other person is taken. You are only the only and the only version of you is you. So if you really try want to be someone else, you will see that you will just start comparing yourself with that person, right? You keep, you know, comparing your deliverables to that person, you know, the level at which you deliver, the things you do, and before you know it, you are always chasing, you know, you're always chasing or trying to be that person, and you won't be. Because the person is the original, you are the fake. Do you see? And you're just trying, the more you're trying to be that person, the more you are losing out on your authentic self. And the more it becomes difficult for you to embrace your journey because you can't see anything good about you. Everything you start to see is about the other person that you are practically, laying down or laying out your life system to look like. And it doesn't work like that. So you must actually learn to live out your authentic self and be unapologetically you if you really want to embrace your journey. The fourth point I have here is for you to be willing to put the work. You must be willing to put the work. What do I mean by the work? See, the journey is not your process, or your journey is not when you sit down and you're just looking for things to happen, or you're looking at there is a vision God has given you and you just feel like, oh, let me just keep waiting. You know, as time goes on, you know, maybe when I'm 40, things will come to me. Things will come to you. Things won't come to you. You need to make things happen, right? You need to demand from life what you want from it. So you don't think because you are growing older, things will just happen to you because you desire it. No! A lot of people desire the better life, but they didn't have it and they are not having it yet. Why? Because they refuse to put in the work or the things that they should put in to actually bring them to the life they desire. So you must be willing to put the work. You see, your journey or the process is the time for you to actually be willing to invest in you, be willing to invest in the knowledge, be willing to invest in courses, you know, be willing to invest in self-development, self-introspect, you know, self-evaluation, and then you invest in courses, materials that are really going to take you from where you are a step further to where you're going to. So your journey is not just a journey because it's a journey's sake, but it's a journey so that you can really put in the work. So there are works to be done, even though you are in your journey or you're in that phase of, you know, trying to navigate your way from where you are to where you're going to. So it is important that you must be willing to put in the work. You're a self-leader. You should be self-motivated. So you don't wait till people start to push you to do stuff. You must be willing to push yourself to do stuff yourself. You are self-motivated, right? When there are no people there to wake you up to read, when there are no people there to ginger you to pay for courses, you are thinking about your life, thinking about where you're going to invest. Girl, I need to do this. Because if you don't do it, no one is going to do it for you. And that is the truth. So you must be willing to put in the work. Then the fifth point I have here is for you to trust the process. You see, you must trust the process. It is important you trust the process. See, if you know that this thing you are doing is actually going to give you the desired results you want, there's a way you're energized, there's a way you're motivated to want to do it, or there's a way you're motivated to want to stay at it. But see, if you are doing what you are doing and then you are not sure, you are just doing it like, oh, let me just do it, I don't even know what the result is going to be, then it will be easy for you to be discouraged, right? And it will be easy for you to not be motivated. Do you understand? So you must actually trust the process. You must trust your journey. You must trust the process that, see, if I can do these things that I'm doing, of course, as I'm being led by God, I am certain that I'm going to get the results that I will get, or I desire to get. It might take, you know, a long period of time. It might take, you know, maybe 5 years, 3 years, 2 months, 3 months. It might not be as fast as I wanted it to be. But the point is that I know and I'm certain that if I can stay at this, if I can embrace my journey, you know, continue to put in the work, then I'm certain that I will, you know, surely arrive, you know, at that destination of mine. Do you see? So you must trust the process. It is important. You see, that trust is really important. You must trust the process. Don't just be doing everything because you want to do it, but you are doing it because you are confident. You are doing it because you have expectations. You are doing it because you know that if I can keep at this, then my reward is sure. Do you see? I can assure you that, you know, with this point, these 4 points so far and other 4 points that I'll be sharing with you, if you can hold on to them, you'll find it really easy to embrace your journey. So the fifth point I have with me is for you to never lose sight of your destination and stay expectant of it. And what that means is that, see, you have a vision, you have a reason for going where you're going to. So your journey is actually like, you know, the routes and the things you go through, the ups and downs, what you have to navigate in getting to where you are going to, right? So you have your vision, you have where you are going to, you have a destination in your mind, right? Never lose sight of that destination. You keep beholding the vision, you keep looking at it like, oh, this is what I see myself becoming in the next 5 years, and you keep looking at it, you keep looking at the vision. It is only then that you can stay truthful and focused to yourself. Do you see? This is really, really, really important. Keep looking at the vision. Keep looking at the vision. It is when you keep looking at the vision that you can easily, you know, embrace your journey. So don't lose sight of the destination, you know, and stay expectant of your destination. Like every day you just look at that big picture and you're happy, like, hey, Onome, so if you are doing this, if you continue like this, this is where you'll be in the next 10 years, this is where you'll be in the next 5 years, this is where you'll be in the next 2 years. Okay, then there's a way you just get in a charge, there's a way you're happy, because the picture is what you are looking, you are beholding it. Do you see? It is important for you to behold. You must keep the picture in front of you. The vision must be clear. You must set it in front of you. It is only then you can find it easy to embrace your journey. The next one I have is for you to be grateful for every phase of your journey. be grateful. Gratitude is super important. So if you are grateful about every phase of your journey, it helps you navigate your journey easily, right? It makes it become easier for you to navigate your journey. Because when you are grateful for something, it becomes impossible, almost impossible for you to look at other things that are not working, because you are busy focused on that thing that is working. And there's a way it gives you joy, it gives you excitement, and there's a way it makes you super pumped to want to do more. There's a way it makes you super pumped for you to stay more expectant, because you're focusing and you're grateful. In fact, the things that you're grateful for multiplies. So when you start to be grateful for your journey, you start to see the good part of your journey, the good side of your journey. You start to see the advantages and the things, possibilities that are locked up in your journey. Do you see? So gratitude is really super important. You must start to practice gratitude if you really want to embrace your journey. And the last point, but not the least, is for you. The last point, and the most important actually, is for you to trust the God of your journey. You see, God is our Alpha, is our Omega. But you know the amazing part? He is also our Emmanuel. So God is with you. He's the God of your journey. So when it looks like everything is quiet, when it even seems like God is not talking to you, I can assure you that He's there. He's there. You see, that assurance that God is here with me alone can settle all things. Even if it doesn't look like it, you just know that God is here with me. He said, He will never leave you nor forsake you. What other assurance do you need? Right? Even when you're in the valley, you are wherever it is you find yourself, just know that God is there with you. So you have to trust the God of your journey. You must trust Him. Like, God, I trust in you. You're always here with me. And I know that with you, you know, in my journey, then my destination is certain. With you in my journey, I have strength to forge ahead. You must be willing to wait on God. You know, the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. So it takes you to wait for you to, it takes strength to wait, right? And then it takes you to wait for your strength to be energized. It takes strength for you to wait for your strength to be renewed. Do you see? So that is how it works. Right, and I believe with this 8 points of mine, you've been able to learn not 1, 2, 3, 4, but like eight ways, profound ways by which you can embrace your journey. So thank you guys for always listening to me. I do not take it for granted. Until I come away again next Thursday, stay blessed and stay safe. I love you so much. Bye.